AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Major League Baseball will look different next season. This after changes announced Friday aimed at speeding up the game. They include a pitch clock and limits on defensive shifts. In action on the field, the Braves are now in first place in the National League East by a half game over the Mets. Atlanta did its leapfrogging by winning at Seattle 6-4, while New York fell to Miami 6-3. One of the NL wildcard contenders, the Phillies, helped themselves by defeating Washington 5-3. Starter and winner, Noah Syndergaard.
I really had a whole lot of time to evaluate my start. I was just focused on going out there and collecting outs and trying to do my best at executing all my pitches.
In the American League, the tightest race is in the Central Division. Cleveland expanded its lead over the third-place Twins to 2.5 games by winning at Minnesota 7-6. The White Sox find themselves in second 1.5 games back after doing all their scoring in the ninth to beat Oakland 5-3. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay pulled it within 3.5 games of the Yankees in the East by defeating the Bronx Bombers 4-2. Rays starter and winner Drew Rasmussen.
There's no point in looking at the standings. You know, it's just one of those things where we're showing up, we're playing confidently, and whatever happens at the end of the day happens.
Tennis, a high-drama night at the U.S. Open. Graeme Agars reports.
Spain's Carlos Alcaraz has ended the amazing run of Francis Tiafoe to move into his first U.S. Open final. The Spanish teenager battled for five sets, subduing a late-match Tiafoe resurgence before finally closing out the rollercoaster 4-hour and 19-minute battle, 6-3 in the last. The American saved the match point in the fourth and two more in the fifth before finally conceding.
Alcaraz faces Norway's Casper Ruud in the final. Pro football, Baltimore GM Eric DaCosta says the Ravens and Lamar Jackson still haven't reached agreement on a contract extension and will resume talks after the season. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.